Hey, it's Nudia from Vocalo. Got plans July 11th? Now you do. Join me for Vocalo's free summer meltdown concert at Bottom Lounge with Adam Killa and Taylor Bennett. We'll have merch giveaways and surprise guests. Learn more at wbez.org/events.
Good afternoon. I'm Justin Bull, and this is The Rundown. While Chicago police have arrested a man for setting a series of fires to Halloween decorations on the north side, arson fires continue to be an issue across the city. A WBEZ analysis shows that hundreds of arsons are reported each year, including nearly 400 so far this year. The largest number of arson fires occur in communities on the city's south and west sides. The Austin neighborhood routinely leads the city in the number of arsons reported each year. And many arsons are far more serious in nature than the burning of Halloween displays on front porches. Arsons have damaged and destroyed homes and businesses, and several Chicagoans have been killed in recent arson fires. WBEZ found that nearly 24 people were killed in arson fires in the city since 2015. Unionized part-time faculty at Columbia College Chicago plan to strike Monday if a contract deal isn't reached by then. That's after administrators proposed cutting more than 300 courses at the South Loop School. College leaders say the cuts are necessary to bridge a $20 million deficit. Union representatives say leaders should pursue other measures that don't compromise student learning. The union represents about 600 adjunct faculty who make up a majority of the teaching staff at the college. And starting today, boarding a flight in economy class on United Airlines will be a little easier and less time-consuming, as the airline begins boarding most window seat passengers before those sitting in the middle or the aisle. United calls it the WILMA boarding process for the boarding order, window, middle, aisle, and it's expected to shave a couple minutes off the boarding time, and that will save the airline on fuel. Passengers with disabilities, unaccompanied minors, active duty military personnel, travelers with small children, and those with mileage plus status will still board first, regardless of where they're sitting. But the airline hopes the new process will put an end to middle and aisle seat passengers having to get up and step out to allow for late boarding passengers to get their window seats. Even as some high schools in Chicago struggle with low enrollment, a high school community on the far southwest side is asking for overcrowding relief. That's according to reporting from my colleague Sarah Karp. Angelica Altamirano is the principal of Hubbard High School in Westlawn. At yesterday's Board of Education meeting, she said the school has been overcrowded for decades and is currently about 140% capacity.
We have classes in the library, the cafeteria, and the auditorium. We use offices as small classrooms, and our service providers use closets as offices.
She said the school is landlocked, but the district could use a nearby stretch of vacant lots to construct a second building for seniors. And in the weather, cloudy and rainy today with a high around 70 degrees. Tonight, showers are possible with a low of 63. And on Friday, cloudy in the morning and thunderstorms expected in the afternoon, a high in the low 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Justin Bull. Thanks for listening.